Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Thursday, the 25th of December, 2025. Today's topic is Jesus' Family Tree. Our text is taken from Matthew chapter 1, verse 1 to 16. The book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham begat Isaac, and Isaac begat Jacob, and Jacob begat Judas and his brethren. And Judas begat Phares and Zara of Thamar, and Phares begat Esrom, and Esrom begat Aram. And Aram begat Amminadab, and Amminadab begat Nosson, and Nosson begat Salmon. And Salmon begat Booz of Rachab, and Booz begat Obed of Ruth, and Obed begat Jesse. And Jesse begat David the king, and David the king begat Solomon of her that had been the wife of Urias. And Solomon begat Rehoboam, and Rehoboam begat Obia, and Obia begat Asa. Verse 8. And Asa begat Josaphat, and Josaphat begat Joram, and Joram begat Ozias. And Ozias begat Jotham, and Jotham begat Achaz, and Achaz begat Ezekias. And Ezekias begat Manasses, and Manasses begat Amon, and Amon begat Josias. And Josias begat Jeconias and his brethren, about the time they were carried away to Babylon. And after they were brought to Babylon, Jeconias begat Salathiel, and Salathiel begat Zorobabel. And Zorobabel begat Abiad, and Abiad begat Eliakim, and Eliakim begat Asa. And Asa begat Zadok, and Zadok begat Akim, and Akim begat Eliad. And Eliad begat Elazar, and Elazar begat Mathan, and Mathan begat Jacob. Verse 16. And Jacob begat Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ. Key verse. Matthew chapter 1 verse 1. The book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Do you know who your grandfather is? Do you know who your grandfather's grandfather was? Every person has a family tree, which is a way of writing down the names of each person's parents, going back many generations. From the record in the family tree of Jesus, we can see some people who were considered to be strangers. They were not in the original family line of God's chosen people. Yet, they had the privilege of being accepted into God's family tree. This was made possible because of their faith in the only true God. Example of such were Rahab the harlot and Ruth from an idol-worshipping nation. They trusted the Lord, forsook their old sinful ways, and believed in the Almighty God. What a great privilege! The same opportunity is open to everyone who would repent of his or her sinful ways, come to Christ for cleansing of his heart, and accept him as personal Savior and Lord. If you sincerely take this step, Jesus will accept you into his family. Your name will be recorded in the family tree of Christ like it happened with the inclusion of Ruth and Rahab in Christ's family history. Prayer for today. Lord, I surrender unto you. Write my name in your book of life. In Jesus' name, amen. Further reading, Isaiah chapter 11 verse 10. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk devotional for kids, visit us at www.sincermilk.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.